You're listening to EFT Radio Online, where we explore meridian tapping techniques for self-help and peak performance. By listening to this audio, you agree to the disclaimer located at eftradioonline.com/disclaimer. If you'd like to get the schedule of all the upcoming EFT radio shows and access to archive shows, please visit us at eftradioonline.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter.
Do you want to move from burned out to fired up? Welcome to Leave the Job You Hate for the Work You Love with Marty Murphy. Marty is a career coach, certified EFT practitioner, and former corporate captive who helps business professionals overcome the fears that keep them stuck in the job they hate.
Welcome. I am your host, Marty Murphy, and as always, my intention is to bring you helpful content to assist you on your journey to taking your own big leap into the meaningful work you love. And the topic of today's show is, I'd love to leave my job, but I don't have a clue what I'd want to do. And if you have ever felt this way, let me tell you, I've certainly been there myself. I am 53 years old, and it was 5 years ago that I was like, oh, God, I finally found the thing that I wanted to do. And I remember even being 18 and being in college, and they're telling you you have to figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life, and not knowing any differently, feeling such pressure about that and feeling really lost and like, okay, well, I just have to pick something. And I also remember at times feeling pretty bad about myself because what I wanted to do kept changing for me. And I realized part of that was that I was trying to fit into a mold of what I thought I should do. I had so many different programs running, and I was completely unable to get in touch with that higher part of myself that could really help me come back to that place of knowing what it was I loved to do. So I tried many different things, and it's often like I say, I was caught in the try and fail cycle, and it was never for lack of trying that I wasn't able to find the thing that I loved. I was trying everything I could think of. I'd find that next thing and be like, okay, this is the thing I need to do. And I started to get a very heavy complex about, there's totally something wrong with me. I can't seem to land on anything. And I remember once seeing a bumper sticker that said, not all who wander are lost. And the moment I saw that, I felt like, wow, that was just this divine intervention, just to remind me that I was okay exactly as I was. And from somehow, someplace, I just started to kind of let go a little bit. And how I came to find what I wanted to do is really because I got out of my own way, and I didn't even know that I was getting out of my own way. But I would tell you, if you find yourself in this place where you're like, I know I'm not doing work I love, but I don't have a clue what I want to do, to me, that is the first thing to tap on, is any self-judgment, any resistance that you have around that not knowing what you want to do. Because what happens then is our creative mind shuts down, and we are unable to access that creativity that might give us the signs, and we might be able to notice those signs of, hey, try this thing. And I'm in the middle of reading an amazing book by Michael Singer. He wrote The Untethered Soul. But this book is The Surrender Experiment. And he says that the subtitle is My Journey into Life's Perfection. And really, as far as I'm into the book, it's all about him learning to surrender and paying attention to any time he was resistance, to the point that he had bought this land and built a very modest home on it in Florida. And a woman at one point sort of squatted on his land, and at first he noticed the resistance he had to it, so he was like, okay, I'll just let her camp out there. And then he went out of town, and he came back, and she was in the process of building a home on his land. And he was like, the resistance came up immediately. He was like, wait, what are you doing? Like, this is my property. And even in that, he was able to get himself into the flow and out of a resistant state. And that might seem crazy. Like, who in their right mind could possibly make it okay for someone to build a home on their property without even a request or anything? And ultimately, the place that he got to with is she came up to him and said, I have no claims on this. This is yours when I leave. And he got himself to a place where he let go of the resistance. And then he talked about all the amazing things that came out of that. And right now, that might feel like pie in the sky, like there's no freaking way you could get to that place. But just allow for that as best you can, because surrender and allowing, I've come to find, is really like anything else. It's like learning a new language. It is a practice. So back to that, when I talked about, are you in expansion or contraction, which is something my coach talked to me about, is, okay, when you get to that place and you notice you're in constriction, what is the next best thing you can do to get yourself to a better, just feeling even the tiniest bit better? So first and foremost, when you're like, I don't have a clue what I want to do, tap on that. Just go into that and go, even though I judge myself harshly because I don't have a clue what I want to do. And I'll do a longer tapping sequence on this before I end this. But that's the first layer to tap on. And to tell you a little bit of my story about how that came to be for me, and I've said it on other radio shows, so if you've heard it before, you're going to hear it again, is I had reached a place in my life where I just was so tired of old programming. I was just so bumping up against it that it was New Year's Eve and it was 2010. And I was like, oh my God, here I am again, another year's passed. And yet I am either exactly where I was when the year began or maybe even like a little bit worse off. And I just put that intention out to the universe and was like, if there's something that can finally, truly help me effectively change my life, please send it my way. And if there's not, please just give me peace with this extremely mediocre life I was living. And then I found tapping, and I just started doing it for myself, and I didn't have a single inclination at that time that it was something that I would do as work that I love. But pretty quickly into it, all of a sudden, I was like, whoa, this is something I totally want to do. So in spite of myself, it was just without me even knowing, it showed up for me. And I absolutely believe that that can happen for you. So to me, the first place is just tap on any kind of self-judgment and resistance you have about, oh God, I should know what I want to do. I'm this age by now. You got to be kidding me. I haven't figured it out. Like, what do I do with it? And instead of like trying to figure out, work on letting go of the need to figure it out. It sounds very counterintuitive, but that's when we get out of our own way and we allow things greater than ourselves to step in and create a life for us that's better than we can imagine. And I could tell you, I highly recommend you read the book, The Surrender Experiment by Michael A. Singer. If you just read it through, and even if you don't grasp all of it, just go to it with an open mind and just notice what I love is he talks about his own resistance and how he watches his resistance and he's aware of it. And that's the thing that I notice in myself and my life is when I'm starting to notice now, oh, wow, I'm totally in this place of resistance. So notice that. What's your self-talk? Just set the intention, if nothing else, to pay attention to what is my self-talk about myself around this not knowing what I want to do, knowing that I don't want to be doing what I'm doing right now, but not having a clue what the next step is for me to take, and work on that. That's the next step to me, is to release and work on the resistance around the judgment you have about not knowing. Because then you open up your creative mind and you open up space for the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, whatever resonates with you, to show you a vision of what could be possible for you. And I know that's like how it happened for me. And it was so in spite of myself. But on that night, New Year's Eve, I realize now what I did is I just was letting go of my resistance. It was like I was throwing in the towel and saying, I don't know anymore. I don't know what's best. Show me the way. So let's do a tapping sequence right now and follow along with me on this and start on the karate chop. If you find that you're like, oh, yeah, there's judgment around, like, I don't have a clue what I'd want to do. So karate chop. Even though I don't have a clue, I don't know what I want to do. I just know what I don't want to be doing. And that's what I'm doing right now. I deeply and profoundly accept that I feel this way. Even though I'm not sure, I've dabbled in a lot of things, but nothing's resonated with me yet. Or if it has, I don't see how that could possibly happen for me. I choose to love and honor myself anyway. Even though I know what I don't want to do. And what if I can see that as making a distinction? I deeply and profoundly accept myself now. And then go to the eyebrow. I don't have a clue. Side of the eye, what I want to do with my life. Under the eye, I'm pretty clear I don't want to do what I'm doing now. Under the nose, but I don't have a clue where to begin. Chin point, what if I'm trying too hard? Collarbone, what if I can't possibly figure it out right now? Under the arm, because I'm putting myself under a lot of pressure. Top of the head, and what if that pressure shuts me down? Eyebrow, and it shuts down my creative mind. Side of the eye, I've been thinking I have to figure this out. Under the eye, I've been stressing myself out. Under the nose, and that's a lot of resistance. Chin point, it could actually feel like a relief. Collarbone, to know that I don't have to figure this out. Under the arm, in fact, I can't. Top of the head, but I can deal with my resistance. Eyebrow, I can pay attention to that. Side of the eye, and notice when I'm judging myself. Under the eye, you should know by now. Under the nose, you should have it together by now. Chin point, look at all these other people you know. Collarbone, they've figured it out. Under the arm, and you haven't yet. Top of the head, that's that voice in my head. Eyebrow, that is so resistant. Side of the eye, that has me feeling bad about myself. Under the eye, I've been hard on myself my whole life. Under the nose, and what if it's possible? Chin point, what if it's even true? Collarbone, that it's counterintuitive. Under the arm, from what I've been taught. Top of the head, what if it's a lot easier than I think? Eyebrow, what if the only thing I need to do right now, side of the eye, is release my resistance under the eye around not knowing what I want to do? Under the nose, what if I can make that okay? Chin point, what if I can make it okay? Collarbone, to not know right now. Under the arm, what if that's possible? Top of the head, it's kind of a relief. Eyebrow, to think that what I need to do right now, side of the eye, is just deal with my resistance. Under the eye, I don't know what I want to do right now. Under the nose, what if I can make that a so what? Chin point, I don't know what I want to do right now. Collarbone, let me try that. Under the arm, I don't know what I want to do right now. Top of the head, so what? Eyebrow, what if the only thing I need to do right now? Side of the eye is release my resistance. Under the eye, and take the pressure off. Under the nose, of not knowing what to do. Chin point, and what if by doing that? Collarbone, I don't have to figure anything out. Under the arm, what if a way is shown to me? Top the head, that's better than I've been able to imagine. Eyebrow, that feels a little better to me. Side of the eye, it's taking some of the pressure off. Under the eye, and any time I notice that pressure under the nose, I can just deal with that pressure. Chin point, and do my best to let myself off the hook. Collarbone, and know the answers will come to me. Under the arm, in perfect timing. Top of the head, as I open my creative mind by releasing more resistance. Take a breath. So just go back and tap on that anytime you need to. And if anything came up around that, just notice it and then tap through that. Because the thing that I see is, it just, I myself, I say this all the time, I can complicate a potato chip. I can analyze a potato chip. The simpler I make it on myself, the better. And I will tell you, I find it more and more of a relief as I do this work and as I practice more and read amazing books to me like The Surrender Experiment, that I am on the right path consistently, that I, as I keep dealing with resistance that comes up, I am clearing the way for the right path to be shown to me. So when you find yourself putting pressure on yourself about, God, I'd love to leave my job, but I don't have a clue what to do, that's the first step, is to keep tapping through that. The pressure that I'm putting on myself, the self-talk about I have to know what I want to do. What if the universe, God, the angels, spirit has a much bigger plan for me, a bigger plan than I can even imagine. And my only work right now in this moment is to pay attention to my resistance, to deal with that resistance, to tap through it, and in little increments, keep tapping through that to free myself more and more to the place of letting my creative mind open up and letting the universe, spirit, God, whatever, speak through me. It's such a relief, because any time we're caught in that efforting, like, okay, I've got to do this, just go back to that, am I in expansion or contraction right now? And if you're sitting there telling yourself, God, I should know what I want to do, is that expansive or contractive? I would call that contractive. So that's what you need to deal with, is just tap on that and keep working through that. And you'll start to notice these little glimpses, little signs every day. As Einstein said, that the universe is conspiring for you, and you're going to notice more and more just these evidence that you're on the right path and the way will be shown to you. So instead of all that, God, I've got to figure this out, and the pressure, just notice that's pressure. And just deal with the pressure. And just as you do that, the answers, the ways, the possibilities will open up to you. So thank you as always for being here. Hope you found this helpful. Feel free to email me if you have any questions. info@martymurphy.com. I would love to hear from you. Take good care, and we'll talk to you on the next call. Bye-bye.
If you're ready to finally free yourself from a job you hate, go to MartyMurphy.com and download Career Coach Marty Murphy's powerful free video series, Take the Big Leap, to learn the secrets to free yourself to live your dreams and do the rewarding work you love.